Getting back to the ATTACC trial, can you talk a little bit more about what was presented in terms of side effects and toxicity?
The update doesn't really give us any new information. There are, amongst all the pre-specified adverse events, there is very little new to say. Neither are there any other adverse events emerging with a frequency of more than 1%. We've said we search and accumulate any adverse events with a frequency of more than 1%. There are no new ones have emerged. The fracture rate incidence is beginning to look a little more reassuring. Sure, there is an excess fracture rate in the first 2 or 3 years, but then the lines are beginning to come together, and as they come off Arimidex, the fracture rate returns to that of the tamoxifen patients. Furthermore, neck edema, which is particularly a concern, there doesn't seem to be a difference in fractures of the neck edema so far reported. I think this issue is easy to manage. We should be alert to it, monitor bone mineral density, perhaps exclude patients who have established osteoporosis, and then be ready to intervene with a bisphosphonate once the patient becomes osteopenic. The polyarthralgia remains a problem, and we don't understand it, and it occasionally leads to withdrawal of treatment. But the bottom line is there's significant difference favoring anastrozole for patients withdrawing from treatment because of side effects of the drugs. So if you take the totality of side effects, anastrozole does better. But then if you consider the gynecological symptoms and that issue leading to hysterectomy we've already discussed, I think the new drug has the better tolerability profile.